What goes to your stupid fat fucking head? Why did you need to move the coffee maker on the other side? Why did you think that it belonged there? I just went to move it back to where it fucking goes. And the coffee grinds that you left in there to the coffee that you didn't even fucking drink just went all over the floor that I just swept and mopped, and now I can't even get it off.
They're balls of misery. Now, if you see what's hanging on his mirror, that's what's keeping him there. Even though she called him names, treat him like crap, make him feel like less of a man, that baby, or the babies, is the reason why he's staying. So even if he wasn't married, that would still be keeping him in a relationship. You got to make up your mind when you have kids with a woman whether or not you're going to leave her if it gets this bad, regardless of the kids, before you had the kids.
She gonna bring my wings?
Yeah, when you young and cute, you don't gotta do your job at work. Yeah, you just don't gotta do it. I wonder what percentage of the female workforce actually do their job most of the day versus the ones who just be on TikTok and social media all day and running off at their fucking mouth to other bitches who ain't doing their job.
Have you ever put your hands on a man?
Mm-hmm. No. Yes.
Yes.
We still have to be going to jail.
Playfully. Yes.
No, we don't do the playful hitting. Like, don't touch me. Period. Not in a good mood, not in a bad mood, not in a playful mood. Nah, none of that. See, a lot of people try to get away with things by just throwing in that, oh, I was just playing. Nah, don't play with me. I don't want to play. Play with your kids.
And then once I did, yes, yep.
When it was called for, yep.
They seem to be proud, like, yeah, oh yeah, yep. Oh, without a doubt. See how proud they are?
Never.
Definitely.
Definitely.
I smack.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course.
He was a to me in a moment.
Be doing that deserves.
All these females should have got their jaw broke. I condone that. If you hit a man, take what come with it. Take the hospital bill that come with it. I believe every woman that hit a man deserved to get her jaw wired shut. Delete me off YouTube if you need to.
Deserves a slap in the face all the time.
Deserve to get punched in their face.
So he deserved it.
This is interrogation. Yes, I did.
I gotta show him.
Okay, so if a guy deserved to get hit for cheating, what does a woman deserve for lying to the court saying that a man inappropriately touched his own kids just to get back at him? If cheating deserve a hit, what that deserve? A different type of hit that a Russian can carry out.
And I'll do it again. Pop, pop.
Don't
f***
with me. No! What? Damn! Yo, my man. Leave me alone. Go to bed. Leave.
Come closer. I need.
Yeah, when you treat it like a prize, you're the female in the relationship. Okay, they must be in the honeymoon stage. Because after you done hit that 20, 30 times, most guys ain't fiending for it like that. They tired of it. They looking for something new. But we know this dude is a sucker. Once a female know that you just pressed to get in between her legs, she gonna use it to control you. Never let a woman know you pressed to hit. Don't ever let your girlfriend know you pressed to hit. Oh, I washed the dishes. I did this. We ain't even getting a fight today. Oh, I work hard today. Don't I deserve it? Yeah, you the bitch in the relationship at that point.
What do you need?
Some pussy.
My wife did a boudoir shoot in lingerie back in January. I had no idea about it.
Okay, already. That's a problem. Your wife did some type of sexy lingerie shoot and you didn't know about it. Okay, I'm already skeptical of this bitch. Unless it was a private one for you, yeah, right. That's the lie she would tell if she got caught. But let's continue.
I had no idea about it. as I found out this past weekend with a booklet for our first wedding anniversary. It was great. And I was certainly surprised.
Okay.
She told me it was a very empowering experience. And that was something I had heard before about boudoir shoots. So I was happy for her.
Like I said, she might have did it for a side piece, but then used it as an anniversary gift for you as well. Yeah, bitches are slick like that. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
So I was happy for her. She filmed my reaction to getting the book and then asked if she could share it with the photographer. I said sure. That's fine. And so she did. And the photographer shared that and two of my wife's photos. I felt like it made sense to share it there because it's specifically a boudoir page and other women are featured similarly. So I understood that and it made sense to me.
I know, but did they ask permission before it was decided that it was going to get posted for the world to see? See, that's the sneaky shit I'm talking about. She just asked you if she could show the photographer. She didn't ask you, from what I understand, if the photographer could post it for the world to see. So I already got a big problem with all this so far.
So I understood that and it made sense to me. I came home from work and realized that she had also posted one of the pictures to her Instagram story.
Yeah, that's a problem.
I felt weird about it. And I expressed that it made me feel uncomfortable. She said that it didn't make her uncomfortable. So she didn't care and she was leaving it. She also said my body. My choice. Which I agree with. But I can also have feelings about that choice.
Okay, so she showed a lack of respect there. You said you was uncomfortable with it, and she said, well, it don't make me uncomfortable, so fuck you, basically. That's a woman who doesn't respect her man. Period. She had no concern if it made you uncomfortable or not. Yeah, I could tell this is a very selfish woman. See, that's the type of disrespect that would be a deal breaker for me. And this isn't the first time she disrespected him. We know that. If they've been together for a while, this has been happening for a while. But I could tell he obeyed it because he's trying to justify her disrespect and say, well, yeah, I see where she's coming from when she say my body, my choice. Nah, bitch, it's our body. When you my woman, it's our body. God damn it.
But I can also have feelings about that choice. Hey, Race, why it felt weird to me. Which I tried to express. I know that it was partially for her empowerment.
Oh, boy.
But it felt like a private thing to me.
It was.
I'm a naturally private person. I just assumed it would be for her to mark what her body looks like before kids, as she told me, and for us to look at. I didn't think any of it was for the public.
It shouldn't have been.
People follow her on Instagram that I would personally feel uncomfortable with seeing pictures like that. My brothers. Relatives. My former co-workers. Etc. Coming from a guy. I also know there are always going to be pervy guys out there. She didn't seem to feel uncomfortable about either of those. But I just expressed that I would.
Yeah, she wasn't one of those guys to hit her up from those pictures. It's bait. Yeah, and she not only lacks respect for you, she lacks respect for your friends, family, your reputation. Yeah, this is not the type of woman you want to be with, period.
But I just expressed that I would. Lingerie is something that I have expressed is a turn-on for me and I love when she wears it. In our 5 years together, I can count on one hand how many times she's worn it. So I've always just assumed she hated it or wasn't comfortable in it.
She does hate it. Except when she found some new dick and she's trying to excite him and impress him. That's a circumstance where she would stop hating it.
So I've always just assumed she hated it or wasn't comfortable in it. Sharing it publicly with everyone made me feel weird about it. As she has never seemed comfortable sharing that with me and yet she shares it with everyone in the picture. She deleted the Instagram story only when she could tell that I was upset about it. And said that I got my way. We eventually talked and I said everything above. And she said I ruined the experience for her and that I was just another guy trying to be controlling and that I don't own her. I'm trying to think about this all differently.
You shouldn't.
but it just makes me uncomfortable every time I think of it. I'm hoping to listen to some other opinions.
Yeah, women always say you're being controlling when you try to stop them from being classless, tasteless whores. They always say it's controlling. When you try to have your wife not be a complete piece of shit, they call it controlling. This ain't the woman for you, bro. Let her do her thing. She probably already cheated on you numerous times.